Et Naim, Nikki Yasam Hilo, Nikki Machuptamaidu. Hello, everyone. My name is Hilo, and I'm Machuptamaidu. We acknowledge and are mindful that Chico State stands on lands that were originally occupied by the first people of this area, the Machupta, and we recognize their distinctive spiritual relationship with this land and the waters that run through campus. We are humbled that our campus resides upon sacred lands that have sustained the Machupta people for centuries and continue to do so today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of podcast First Generation, One of Many. It is a new day, a new pathway that our podcast is moving. Unfortunately, you are all stuck here with just me today, and moving forward, I will be on my own as host. Teresa has had to step away with a number of different wonderful opportunities and things that she's doing at Chico State on campus. And so we'll have a little lull of time with just one host, and we'll see how that goes. Anybody listening, if you're interested in being a guest co-host ever, just let me know. That could be fun also. But hopefully we will have Teresa back sometime before too long. Okay, so our mission for the podcast is to create an archive of discussions with and about first-generation student experiences in and out of the classroom. We hope to continue raising awareness, understanding, provide voice for students and alum, as well as present resources for faculty, staff, and students working for and collaborating with first-generation students. And today is another one of our highlights, a resource sort of at the Chico State campus, which also what they do touches on and supports first-generation students in different ways, whether they plan things directly to help support first-generation, that's one thing, but a lot of stuff they do without even planning and realizing it is supporting first-generation students to help make connections, build community, and develop the sense of belonging for themselves. And so we are joined today by two guests from student life and leadership at the Chico State campus. But before we introduce them, we're going to get into a couple of quotes that I ran across that I think help to sort of embody and explain and sort of encapsulate what student life and leadership does. Year round, 366 during a leap year, all that, and 24/7 plus the extra minutes that we're gaining each day as the earth rotates and all those things. So they're doing wonderful things all the time is the message. So here are the quotes. The first one is from Marissa Mayer, was the co-founder of Lumi Labs, which was bought by Sunshine, which is a intuitive contact app for your phone, the new one. But her quote as a leader is, I always did something I was a little not ready to do. I think that's how you grow. When there's the moment of, wow, I'm not really sure I can do this, but you push through those moments, that's when you have a breakthrough. And I think our student life and leadership office here does that for students, helps people work through some of those challenges or some of those things they're uncertain about and discover themselves, discover other people, discover contacts, resources. And so that's a wonderful quote for our student life and leadership area. The next one is from Joanne Ciula, the author and educator, who is one of the pioneers in the field of leadership ethics and publishes quite a bit on business ethics. Her quote is, leadership is not a person or a position. It is a complex moral relationship between people based on trust, obligation, commitment, emotion, and a shared vision of the good. another thing that just highlights what and how student life and leadership develops, what they're doing, and how they move forward each day. So with that, let's get right into our guests. First, we have Kendra Wright. Kendra is a Chico State graduate for both her undergraduate and graduate degree. After leaving Chico State, she spent 6 years in San Diego in corporate human resources. Soon enough, she realized she wanted to give back to the Wildcat community. So in 2009, she joined Chico State as a career counselor in the Career Center. And in 2019, she joined Student Life and Leadership as a program coordinator for student organizations. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so great to see you here. And reading those numbers and dates, I'm like, 2009? Wow, it seems like Kendra's been around for so long. Much longer. I think it's because of just your presence and getting out and doing things. And you and I were able to do a number of things and sometimes consultate on personal matters as being a parent or talk about work things. And so it seems like more than just that number of years, but we are blessed to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Now, our next guest is Bree Siders. Bree is a fourth-year student at Chico State, majoring in recreation, hospitality, and parks management with a double option in event management and resort lodging management. Throughout her time at Chico, she has had the opportunity to work with many different departments on campus, including international admissions, orientation and new student programs, and currently student organizations and leadership education. After graduation, her plan is to stay in Chico for another year and working or applying to a graduate program. She is extremely grateful for the people she has met, the experience she's had in Chico, and she wouldn't change it for anything. Well, welcome, Bree. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That's fantastic. It'll be great to learn a little bit about what you're doing, a little bit of your role and your experience as a student, because that's important to our podcast, that we have student voice as much as possible.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Great. Well, let's roll right into some of these questions. So we heard some titles, but we didn't really hear a lot about what that really means. So if you both could share a little bit about what your role is, or what you would say your job is here on campus, and we can go ahead and start with Kendra.
Perfect. Well, thank you. So it's complex, but not complex. So I'd love to just give you a little background in regards to student life and leadership. We call it SLL as our acronym, as we all know that we are very acronym heavy. But student life and leadership is all things student involvement. And I think the fun part is that we really are focused on the student experience. And so within SLL, we have a couple branches, one of those being orientation. And so many of our students have been through that space, and some have not. And that's okay too, because if you didn't go through orientation, the hope is that you'll connect with SLL when you're here. And then in addition to orientation, SLL also is the umbrella over student organizations. That is essentially my world. I'm the program coordinator of our student orgs, and we'll talk a little bit more about that branch. But we also have our fraternity and sorority affairs, as well as our recreational sports. So as you can see, it's all things involvement, all things connection. I think the fun part about that is it's not intended just for one group. It is literally intended for all shapes of life. So if I can go back to my student orgs, which is really my centralized area of concentration, you know, student orgs are intended to get our students to connect with like-minded individuals. And it's not always athletics, and it's not always has to be your major or academics. It's kind of, you know, what happens in your world, what is important to you, whether that's a cultural background, whether that's an interest area, a hobby. It absolutely can be academic, but you know, I think we pride ourselves on creating a culture of inclusion here at Chico State, and I would identify that student orgs and student involvement is imperative to that whole experience. I know a lot of our students are here first and foremost for academics, which I absolutely encourage and want to support that journey. But I also am a big advocate of identifying that Chico experience is inclusive of what you do outside that classroom too. So
I think that is wonderful. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I, as an educator and a scholar practitioner and someone who's studied education for a number of years, I often find myself saying sometimes to students, you know, your education doesn't have to be your top priority all the time.
Yeah.
Because you can prioritize it, right? But you need to balance. And so our campus does offer that, a great opportunity for people to then have time to get away from academics, but then find, like you said, like-minded folks, doing things with other people in areas that you find interesting, whether it's going hiking, you know, on a weekend, or whether it's going out in the river and just exploring, you know, the river, Sacramento River nearby, or whether it's just, hey, let's go on a road trip. We like to travel. I know when I was a student, this is years and years ago now, there was a student group where we just got together and went on road trips. I don't even know if we had an official name, but we just got together and it was like, hey, let's all meet up. And we kind of bonded on doing that kind of thing. So, you know, it is great to have. And it's the evolution of it has been really wonderful to see here on campus, with over the years itself, the more presence that that it has for students to see, because it was around, but it wasn't always out in the open for people to access over the years. That's changed. And also the types of groups and the openness to, let's try and get the group. You're interested in that? Let's try and get that group going for you then. What can we do? I know I've heard your office plenty of times talk to people about, how do we start this group for you? Yes, you're the first person who's ever come to us with this idea, but how can we make it happen?
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden that group may end up with 55 people within a year, because it is a really good topic that no one else really thought about asking or really went to and asked about it. So,
yeah.
Great. So Bree, what is your role now here on campus?
So I work in student organizations with Kendra. And so for us, for student organizations, we have three what we call paraprofessionals, and I am one of the three parapros. And I am the special events parapro. And so with all the special events, I'm the one helping plan them. So all those Wildcat Welcome and Campus Comeback events, I was Kendra's right-hand man, kind of helping her with all of that. So that was super fun. And then additionally, with Clubtacular this past September, we had the two-day tabling event where we had over 100 student organizations come and table across 2 days. And it was a really good turnout. We had a lot of fun. And yeah, I kind of helped plan all that, making sure all the little details are in place. And then moving forward, just kind of making sure that all the student leaders, like the presidents, treasurers, have the guidance they need to be successful. And just planning any events that we think would help them with staying successful and moving forward. Yeah.
Excellent.
And then I'm also the president of my organization, so it kind of helps me too figure out what to do.
That's great. Yeah. So you've kind of touched on these things for our next question, but if we can if you have more specifics you want to add or anything, is what, let's see, more of who, you said students, but I know there's more to it, but who can utilize your services? And when you say that, that gets a little bit complex, services, because as Bree just mentioned, you have some services that are very directly associated to people who are trying to organize their own organization. And then you have services that are kind of open to the general student body. So if you want to kind of expand on those, who utilizes the services, and then how can people take advantage of these services?
I love it. I'll run with that one. Josh, I feel like the good part about SLL is that we're really focused on student run and student led organizations. So unlike, for example, like our varsity athletics, that is a whole team, and those players are amazing, and they have an amazing structure behind them, and that's great. In addition, ours is very much the power of the people, and our students are the horsepower, and do the heavy, heavy lifting. So yes, I'm here and available as a resource, but I will be honest, our students are really the drivers of this bus. So when I say student run and student led, I feel like that is the most liberating part of the experience, because this is where we see a lot of our students rise to, you know, some leadership roles or some innovation. I really want to start this organization, kind of like you were mentioning, like, you know, I have an interest in, you know, gardening. And so I just want to meet like-minded people. Like, can I start a gardening club? Absolutely. So, you know, the baseline of who we are and what we do is providing any of our organizations. The definition of an organization, I will tell you, is a president, a treasurer, 3 members, and an advisor. And that advisor must be a campus employee, but they are there to assist. But again, I really love to see these presidents and treasurers and vice presidents and recruitment chairs. And our groups are so creative how to work together to get recruit new members. And, you know, what are we going to do? And where are we going to go? And how are we going to meet? And what resources do we need? So on behalf of, you know, student orgs, we are here to support them in regards to offering tabling spots, events like Bree mentioned. Our goal is to connect the organizations that do exist with our potential campus members who might be interested in joining an organization. So Clubtacular, which is a outdoor tabling event. We offer assistance in regards to event planning. For example, a project management group who's a recognized organization is looking to host a concert here on campus. And in my mind, yes. How are we going to make this happen? What a great idea to showcase, you know, a student experience to organize an event from conception to completion. And then furthermore, to get them to play their music, right? Like, they have a skill, they have a hobby. And I think it's so fun to be able to support that for them. I do identify that it's probably challenging for a band just to want to put together a concert on a campus, right? And so that's where I come in. I will gladly help with the logistics, but the good news is they get to do it from start to finish. And I will say Bree and I get to be there as supports, but our students are absolutely our market, and what they want, we're going to work as hard as we can to get that to them and ensure a fun, successful, outgoing, you know, big, grandiose event. If they want it, we'll make it happen.
That's really refreshing to hear some live music talk.
Right. I know. We're back, Josh. We're back on campus.
And I mean, just live music in general. I was out talking with another faculty member last week, and we both have been around Chico since the mid-90s at least. And we were both just kind of talking about how minimal live music is now in Chico, that the music scene of Chico has become so different. And even talking with a colleague here in the library recently, who used to be in bands, talking about, oh, they're not doing theirs anymore. And just, there used to be live music everywhere around Chico. And in the last 10 years or so, maybe even more, maybe I'm out of touch, but at least 10 years, it's hard to find live music. And before, you walk around downtown, there was at least 4 or 5 locations with live music happening. So anyway, it's good to hear there's some coming back to campus, at least
coming back. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Wonderful. And do you want to add anything, Bree, to how you're doing and what you see from the student side?
I was going to say, Kendra kind of touched base about how getting the student organization connected to the students on campus who want to maybe join. But I know another thing that we're trying to do right now is connect the student organizations with each other. And so there may be 2 or 3 clubs that kind of are in the same, like, all realm. And so being able to connect them with each other is like, oh, these people are interested in Frisbee and hula hooping. I don't know. But just giving them that space where they can connect with each other and find out, like, oh, we can like combine and do like fundraising events together for our clubs or whatever it may be. And also obviously network and meet new people across organizations.
Yeah, that's great. Now say, you know, there's something happening and I can't come to campus, or I'm a distance student. I have all my classes are, you know, Chico Flex or online, so I don't have to come to campus per se for things. Is there a way that I can find out about what's going on and be involved?
Yeah, I'm glad you say that, because we are in kind of a transformational semester, as some of us are back, but not all of us are back. And that's absolutely okay. And so I think the good part is that we are working actively with our facilities reservations department on campus to help us assist and provide those high flex classrooms for our student organizations to still host their meetings. So the nice part is, and I have heard of a few success stories that our organizations, even some members, for example, presidents and treasurers, are fully virtual, and they may reside outside of Chico, but they still want to remain active in the org. And so those organizations are, when they put in their classroom reservations with us, will identify that they do need to have that technology so they can, let's just say their meetings are, you know, Tuesday nights at 7:00. By all means, whomever is in person, come on down. Maybe there's some pizza there, who knows. But the good news is that they will provide a live stream, historically via Zoom, but you know, they'll choose what they want. But those who are not physically here are still able to pop in, enjoy the show, and also contribute too, right? I mean, I feel like we're getting pretty good at this whole Zoom thing. So a lot of activity on live mics, but then also in the chat. So if you're not here, still okay, you're still part of the org and you're still participating, which I have been so grateful to see our organizations get creative and provide these inclusive opportunities for our friends who aren't here.
Right. You want to add some stuff, Bree?
Yeah, so I'm actually the president of my student org, the Recreation, Hospitality, and Park Society, and we do a good mix of social and professional development opportunities. And so the social development stuff, those are a lot harder to do like hybrid, but for the things that are more professional development based, the past 2 weeks we have done hybrid. And so that was a really good success. And so last week we had the Career Center come in, and our guest speaker from the Career Center was able to come in person. And then we had guests both in person, like attendees, as well as online. And so a big thing for my major is we have interns. We have the requirement for our major. So a lot of the time, people move out of Chico for their internship. And so it gives those people who are still enrolled in classes for their internship, who are maybe in North Carolina, New York, Southern California, wherever they may be, to still participate and still connect with the students on our campus. And then this past week, so yesterday, you know, 2 days ago on Tuesday, we had an intern panel. And so all of our interns, except one of them, were virtual on Zoom. And so they still were able to talk to all the students and reflect to all our students that are able to come into the meeting about how their internship is going, how they got their internship, whatever it was. But yeah, it was a really good success, and we had the hybrid thing, and so the camera kind of follows whoever across the room, so they don't have to stay in a spot. And yeah, so definitely recommend the hybrid stuff.
Yeah, and so we see some great things coming out of the transition. So our campus is number 2 in the CSU system as far as having high flex classrooms already set up with the technology. We have 135 already on board classrooms. And so, and we're looking at how we move forward, because Kendra mentioned, you know, hey, we have some people who are back, some who can't be back. And so this style, this way that campuses are set up is probably not changing. There's not a go back. There's a forward future, right? Because a lot of students are already sharing information saying, hey, I really like this ability to live with my family wherever I'm at with the family and take my classes and not have to be in Chico, because it saves me some money. It gives me family time that's been long needed, or different reasons, you know, medical reasons, or just, you know, hey, personal, I don't want to live in Chico necessarily. So having this is great, because we're learning through the experiment of it, of how to keep people involved from all over. So it sounds great that these organizations are doing it. There were talks leading up to the semester of how this might happen and what we're going to do with stuff. Cause my role is as a information technology consultant. Now we were doing trainings over the summer to help faculty learn how to use it and then leverage it in the classrooms. And people were already reaching out during the summer, like, hey, how can we do workshops and how can we have meetings and those kind of things. And so it's good to hear it's happening just with some people doing it, because now you're going to get more out of it. The whole discussion on internships is really uplifting and exciting, because for years interns have left and they've been then disconnected. Now you have this great opportunity to really advance their experience, and our students that are here, get them really connected a lot more to what their next step or next phase may look like for them. That's fun and exciting stuff. So now I'm going to ask the same question that I asked you a minute ago. Say I'm not part of a group and I can't be in Chico, or even if I am in Chico, how can I find out more to get involved without coming to campus?
Josh, I'm glad you asked. Funny, I was hoping you would ask that question, because that literally is the bread and butter of who we are and what we do. Our goal is to try to ensure that our campus community, all students, know how to connect with other students and through our office. So I have put it in the chat, but I'll verbally say it as well. You can find our Student Life and Leadership website off of the main CSU Chico page. So it's ws.csuchico.edu/SLL for Student Life and Leadership. And that's really the landing page. Now I'll highlight a few things in that space, because you will see once you get there that there's the main office, and then there's the other cards that are inclusive of those other orgs that I mentioned, those being student clubs and orgs as me, our fraternity and sorority affairs, our orientation, and even our friends in rec sports are now with Student Life, which is great. What I want to tell you is about Wildcat Sync. So you'll find there's a login on the left-hand side. Wildcat Sync, when I say that term, that's the engagement platform that all of these organizations that I'm speaking of, that's where they live. So right now, good news to report, we currently have 121 active student organizations at Chico State. Right. And I will say we did feel the hurt in regards to COVID not being able to get together. But again, the good news is we have some on-campus resources, but also having those hybrid opportunities for our friends who are not here. We're really seeing some action, and the activity is high in regards to people wanting to get involved. And that all starts with Wildcat Sync. So if anyone was interested in, hey, I feel like now's the time, and I want to try and see if they have a cultural club, an academic club, an interest area, a political, social justice, right? I have certain views. I have certain hobbies. I'm of a certain background, and I'm really feeling like maybe there's not that many people around here like me, right? That is what Wildcat Sync is for, with the intent for you to do some customized searches. And then within that platform, there is the page of the organization. And by that, I mean, there's a primary contact. So if anyone was saying, I'm just going to see what's out there, and you found one, my suggestion would be to go ahead and directly contact whomever is the contact on that page and say, hey, my name's Kendra. I'm a junior here at Chico State, and I see that you have an organization. I was wondering how a potential member could meet up with you, or, what's your schedule? When do y'all meet? How does someone new connect? And that's an excellent first step. And, some orgs are more active and more responsive than others. I will give a little disclaimer. And that's when an interested student could come back to my office, for example, myself and Bree, and say, hey, just kind of curious. I saw that you had the French club, and, do you have a particular in on that? And I could probably tell you, oh, they're actively meeting, or, they might be on a little hiatus. So that's where I'd love to be a resource and kind of a personal connection. I like to be a matchmaker. So by all means, the URL, the website of Wildcat Sync is an excellent start. And then I would love to offer, you know, my support and assistance through that journey if anyone was finding themselves stuck or maybe was not getting a response that they needed. That's where I'd like to come in and help. So.
Great. That's where I was hoping you were going right to it, because I already have the website on our show notes. So it will be in the show notes for anyone on the website or wherever you follow us.
Ooh, could I give one little update too? Good news. I am working feverishly in the spirit of engagement platform. I said Wildcat Sync, and that is where we are currently here in this full semester. Come spring, so January of 2022, I am looking forward to launching the replacement for Wildcat Sync. So Wildcat Sync will take a nice journey off into the sunset, and we will announce and launch. It's called Cats Connect. So that is all one word, Cats Connect, with the intention of connecting our Wildcats. So same intent, but I believe it is a bigger, better, faster, more personalized engagement platform. We'll have an app that the students can upload on their phone. And really, that's intended for who can I connect with? But furthermore, it's going to be the centralized event calendar for campus events cross campus. So I'm talking, you know, what is our cross-cultural leadership center doing? What is our performance Laxon Auditorium doing? Oh, is there a game to watch tonight? Hey, is there a sushi roll up in the BMU auditorium? Where can I get some free food? Where can I meet some friends? You know, our campus is historically hopping and not everyone knows about it. So we really want to centralize that calendaring system. And I believe strongly that Cats Connect will bring us all together on ways to connect with student orgs and like-minded peers and Wildcats you might not otherwise meet, but additionally identify some engagement opportunities that you can participate in.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know you've mentioned this. It's been a long project.
You got it.
For you to get it going. So
yeah.
Should be interesting and exciting to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to another one of those unfortunate times where we've run up against the construct of time itself, and we're out of it almost. So it's going to take us into our recommendations. That, Bree, what recommendations do you have for listeners today?
I recommend going from the perspective of like a graduating senior in college, whether you're in college now, you're still a high school senior, or wherever you're at in life, just to continue to step outside your comfort zone. There's so many opportunities that will come to you that you don't even think of yet. I know there's so many times that I've stepped outside my comfort zone, and I'm so glad that I've done it today.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes. And Kendra, what would you like to share with listeners?
Well, if anyone knew me personally, my recommendation would not be a movie, because guess what? I don't watch movies, literally ever. Maybe it's my short attention span. Maybe it's the two young kids that I'm running after. I don't know. But I gotta say, I appreciate this opportunity because I did watch a movie and I liked it. And the name of this movie was Free Guy. So I don't know if anyone has seen it, but I highly recommend carve out some time to watch it. Starring Ryan Reynolds, and it kind of teeters between gamification, leveling up, and our real world versus their virtual world. And I think it's real, real good.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. So whether you're listening to this now and that movie still happens to be in a theater, check it out. But with the way movies are going, you could probably access it at home if you'd like. And you may be listening to this long after the air date of this, and you'll get it wherever you want to find it. You can go watch it. So great. And I'm glad you said that, because I've seen it a few times as far as, oh, should I go watch it? I haven't seen the movie. I've seen it on advertisement or whatever, and someone else brings it up. So that's another push for me to go watch it. So I'm the opposite. I watch a lot of movies whenever I can. And I used to love frequenting the movie theater by myself as one of my hobbies, I guess, in olden days. So, all right. So with that, I have a couple of recommendations. One of them is a website called Podchaser. And it's a great resource if you're interested in podcasts or finding out more about podcasts or finding podcasts that are interesting for you, as opposed to just searching in your podcast app or online. You can go to Podchaser, and it's podchaser.com, and you can search up, learn about different podcasts, how they're rated, some reviews about them, who are some of the guests on different podcasts. And so you can create your own list there, but it really is a great resource for finding podcasts. And then there is one of our quotes earlier was from Joanne Ciula, and one of her books is great if you're interested in leadership and work in general. If you're part of those two worlds, that's many people who work, right? That's a lot of us. But it's called The Working Life, The Promise and Betrayal of Modern Work. And it really is a good look at sort of this changing significance of work, of what it means to us, and that we as workers in general should maybe look at how we can create a new contract between ourselves and our work. And so in this book, she really draws a lot on history of work, mythology of work, literature around it, pop culture, and practical experiences. And then she kind of dives deeper into the meaning of work, as well as the meaninglessness of work at times. So that's a great book out there, The Working Life, The Promise and Betrayal of Modern Work. So with that, thank you both again for being here. Another wonderful episode. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you'll be able to get to this episode, share with other people, and tune into our next episode coming up, where we're going to hear from some Chico State librarians about projects they're working on. All right. Thanks, everybody.